Yes, please proceed.
Thank you. I'm going to answer questions regarding first selective abortion. It is according to the official statistics, the rate of selective abortion is decreasing. The highest level was observed in 2004, and we are observing now decreasing in the like this indicator. It is can be related to the some amendments to the order of the Minister of Health in relation to the some regulation abortion regulations in Georgia. According to the last amendment was adopted in October 2023, according to which as we know, this gender is determined by the 12th week of gestation, so abortion is below 12 weeks of gestation is legal. After 12 weeks of gestation, all kind of abortions with indication or without indication should be conducted in the inpatient care by the specialist. But there is a clear list of indications, but if abortion is conducted without medical indication, then a special commission is created with participation of OBGYN, doctor of the patient, then different specialists, among them are radiologists, genetic diseases specialists, cardiac surgeon, traumatologist, thoracic surgeon, neurologist, oncologist. So they decide then whether this woman is eligible for this abortion beyond 12 weeks of gestation. If only we can admit this gender selective abortion in case this there is some condition which is linked to some congenital genetic diseases. Otherwise, the special commission should decide whether to approve and allow a woman to conduct abortion. And in that case, this decision then is sent to the Ministry of Health, the special committee, Maternal and Child Health Committee, for further approval and further consideration. So this is a procedure regarding strengthening this abortion beyond 12 weeks of gestation without medical indication. Regarding Global Fund's role in Georgia, it is gradually reducing. It is handing over to the government their responsibilities. However, still they are providing 20% of share of second line antiretroviral drugs and anti-tuberculosis drugs, and also they are still providing voluntary testing, HIV testing package for HIV patients. We can also provide more information if you want later on regarding some exact activities of Global Fund in Georgia and their program. Regarding HIV prevalence and epidemiological situation in Georgia, Georgia remains low prevalent country. Epidemic concentration is observed in the MSM, still MSM, but the main route of transmission is heterosexual. It is increasing, so that's why we have to pay attention to this route of transmission. Incidence rate is decreasing still. There were a few cases of, I'll just tell you some, maybe statistics we'll also provide later regarding HIV. But we can say that there is a plateau, so no increase, and we are somehow keeping this, maintaining this low prevalence of HIV. Regarding TB prevention, Georgia is no more, since 2016, Georgia is no more the country with high burden of multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis, fortunately. And incidence of tuberculosis also decreasing. We are also very introduced new methods of diagnosis of tuberculosis. Also, some new cases are okay. So more information we will provide regarding statistics later. Thank you.